We are learning Masechtas Shavuos, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We're starting six lines from the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We learned already Rav Dimi, who explained which lavim go for which type of Shavuos. Rav Dimi says that if you say Oichol and Lahaba, Oichol lo Oichol, then the Hazara is, the lav is, Lo Shavu v'Shmi l'Sheker. If you say Achalti v'lo Achalti, that is included in the lav of Shua Shav, which says L'sisa Hashem Alekech L'Shav, and he says Kainom Moishev L'Yachol Dvaru. Looks Rashi Tosfos if Shua also has Vayla Haba L'Yachol Dvaru, but the Kuda Samachlekes, which will be with Rav in the next Gemara, is what's the status of Achalti V'Leichalti? Someone says I ate something, not something. According to Rav Dimi, that's Shua Shav, because immediately when I say it, that's already false. But we'll see Rav argues on that. He also Rav and Rav Yirmi, Rav Avoh, Rav Yechon, and Achalti v'lo Achalti is Sheker. The Shvua of Achalti, when someone says, I eat something, it's not true. It's that I did not eat something, that's also not true. The halacha is that that's a Shvua Sheker. Where's the Azara? The Azara simply is Shavu v'shmi l'Sheker. The lav is from Shavu v'shmi l'Sheker, and Oichol v'lo Oichol, Oichol is Oiver v'lo Yachol Dvarei. If you say, I'm going to eat and not going to eat, it's Lahaba, it's L'Yachol Dvarei. L'Yachol's mashma, that I am going to Mechal on my Dibur. Lo Yach, I'm going to Mechal. It's Mashmah Haba. Mashenkein, Lo Shavash Me L'Sheker, it's Mashmah, V'Shasta Shvua, it was L'Sheker, so that's going on L'Sheavar. Lo Yach is something I'm going to do, I'm going to Mechal it, and that's why that's L'Haba. Ve'ezu Shvua Shav, Nishba L'Shanes Yaseyadua, Lo Adam, something someone knows, Rashi example here is Ala Ish, Shvua Isha, that's called L'Shanes Yaseyadua, that's called Shvua Shav. So it comes out that was Achalti L'Achalti, according to Ravin, is not included in Shua Shav. Because Shua Shav means something that everyone knows, B'Shas Maisa, that's not true. Masha'inkin, a Shua Sheker, according to Ravin, is where I said I did something, did not do something, not everyone knows. It's a Shua Sheker, B'Shas Maisa already, but now everyone knows about it, therefore it has its own category of L'Shua Shav, B'Shmi L'Sheker, it's not included in L'Sisa, Shem Alekech L'Shav. So the Gemara, and the Nafkamina might be, there could be different Nafkaminas. I'm saying, it won't be the Maisa, but a Nafkamina could have been if there's Malkus on it, because a regular lav of Shua is a lav she'im by Maisa, but we know already from yesterday's Gemara that by Shua Shav, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yinake Hashem Eis Asher Yisa Es Shmoy LaShav, and we darash Lo Yinake Hashem of Bez Nizi Nake. So Shua Shav has Malkus in it, that's clear. So maybe that would have been a Nafkamina. The Maisa won't be, but I'm just bringing out the point that Shua Shav is not the exact same thing. It's different Hazara, it's a different din. One's Lois Shav is Mil Shek, and the other one is Shua Shav.
How many categories are there?
The
Shek
and
Shav?
This is sure. This, what is this? Had a category of Pesukim you want to know there?
The
Lavin and three Lavin in Torah. There's three Lavin in Torah. Lois Shav is Mil Shek, Lois Yisra Shem Kechel HaShav, and Lois Yachel Devar. According to Ravin, Lois Yachel Devar will include Shua and Adarim. Anything that's Lahaba. L'yachavar klu both of them. L'shav is l'sheker, l'shavar, and shav is l'shavar, obviously, and shav is talking about l'shanis sayidua. But there's three lavim, if you want to know. The categories, they give me more than that, but the three lavim. Omer HaPapa, Hod Rav Avoh, Lav HaFeirish, Itmai L'Vachol Itmai, which means that Rav Avoh said b'shem Rav Yechanan that achalti v'lo achalti is a sheker, and the lav is l'shav is l'sheker. He said he didn't hear it clearly from Rav Yechanan, but Rav Avoh, we didn't hear clearly from Rav Avoh, that's what Rav Yechanan said. We know it from a different Rav Avoh. Rav Avoh says over a memra, explains a memra of Rav Yechanan. We see from there how Rav Avoh learned up Rav Yechanan. That's what we're saying over, Ravin saying over, that Rav Avoh says, B'shem Rav Yechanan, that L'chalti L'chalti is Shua Sheker. What's the Chalit? So there's a memra of B'shem Rav Yechanan that brings down a memra from Tanoim. Who do I have from Shem? Usual lav in the Torah, the only time you have Malkus is only if it's a Maisa. There's a Maisa. V'she'im by Maisa, ain't like a lav. If it's no Maisa, you don't get Malkus. For example, Noisar would be an example. There's no Malkus since you didn't do a Maisa. You didn't do something in order to be over the. It was a passive, not an action. It was a passive thing you did, and that's the case. You're not chayiv malchus, but there's an exception to the rule. Chutz ben nishpa umeimer umekalas chver b'shem. And like Rashi explains, this memra belongs in Masechtas and other Masechta, Masechtas Tmura. But here, Oh, we're going to explain the Nishba part. Rabbi Yochanan explained the Nishba part. So it says there are three exceptions. Nishba is Chayiv Malkus, even though it's no Maisa. Meimar is Tamura. Umakal is Chaver B'Shem, someone who curses someone with Hashem's name. So we're going to concentrate on Nishba. So Nishba, it sounds like every Shvua, Chayiv Malkus. So Nishba Menolim. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Meshim Meshim Reichoi. Rabbi Yochanan says over Meshim Meshim Reichoi. Om HaKorah, the Pasuk says, Loisisa es Shem Hashem Alekech Alashav. One of them took him in the Aseres Hadivris. Loisisa es Shem Alekech Alashav. Ki lo yinake. And the pasuk goes further. Ki lo yinake Hashem es Ashiyisa es Shemoy Lashav. And we darshan Bezin Shalmaila Emanakinoisai. Bezin Shalmaila doesn't give him a kapara. Ben Shalmato Malkinoisai Emanakinoisai. Bezin Shalmato does give him Malkus and that will give him a kapara. So you see clearly in the pasuk that there's malchus for Yeshua Shav. So you see Shavua has malchus. Omale Rapapala Abaya. Rapapa asked Abaya, I don't understand that drasha. Maybe Loyinaka means that he won't get a kapara ever for such a bad avera. Who said it means that you get a kapara de Aide Bezdin? Zokta Gemara, Yiksiv, Kilo Yinaka Kikamras. If he said, so Abaya answered, if he said Loyinaka, we add Loyinaka Hashem, then you'll be right. Hashtag Siv Kol Yinaka Hashem. It's a diak. Yeah, Hashem with the name Yinaka. I'm a Bezin Shomata Malkanoisoy Yinakanoisoy. Bezin Shomata does give him Malkus and gives him a kaparo. So Rabbi Yechon goes further. Eshkan Shvua. He said Rabbi Shimon Reichoi. How do we know Shvua is Chayiv Malkus? We know from the pasuk Kol Yinaka. So Zok Rabbi Yechon further. Eshkan Shvua Shav. Shvuas Sheker Menolam. That means he has a question about a different Shvua that has a zara someone else. How do you know that gets Malkus? So he says, Shua Shav, we know from the Pasuk. But Shua Sheka, how do we know? Rabbi Yechon Didei Omar, it says in this Pasuk, Lashav two times. Lashav, Lashav, Shtei Pamim. In Main Inyan, Shua Shav, through Inyan, Shua Sheka. You use it for Shua Sheka that you get Malkus. Adkan, the member of Rabbi Yechon. So now, Rabbi Vo explain Rabbi Yechon, that's how we'll know the Mechlola Itmar. So Rabbi Yechon says that Shua Sheka is a rebuy from the extra word Shav. Vahaveba, Rabbi Vo, Hai Shvua Sheker Hechidami. What exactly, when we sing Shvua Sheker, what do we mean? Hechidami. Ilema Shvua Shaloi Oichel Vaochal. If it's referring to a Shvua Lahaba, where you said, I'm not going to eat cake, and you ate cake, so then you don't need a limud that you chayev malchus. There's a maisa. There it's not a passive aveira, there it's an action. You ate something. Lav shesh b'maisahu. So it can't be going on a Shvua Lahaba of Shloi Oichel. You can say it's a Shvua Sha'oichel and you didn't eat. It's a passive. Maybe it's to be marvered that. Ve'eldom a Shvua Sha'oichel le'ochel. Hai mi loike. That we know from a first Shvua Rabbi Yechon. They don't get Malkus. Well, itmar, Shvua Sha'oichel kikus v'ayyoyim. If someone makes a Shvua, he's going to eat this kikur today. Ve'ova ha'ayyoyim v'le'ochel. And the Maisi doesn't eat it. Rabbi Yechon v'shtokos v'amat v'ayyo. Ain't it loike. You don't get Malkus. Rabbi Yechon v'ayyo. Ain't it loike. M'shum to have a lav shame v'maisa. Rabbi Yechon says you don't get Malkus. You know why? Because you didn't do a Maisa. It was passive. The whole lav shame v'maisa in loike lo. But Shlokos Omer a different reason. They both agree there's no Malkus for different reasons. Shlokos Omer, ain't a loika mishum da v'asra ha-sofik. V'asra ha-sofik loy shema asra. Now why is it asra ha-sofik? It's because every time you warn him that if you don't eat it now, you're going to get Malkus, you don't know. He might eat it the next minute. So it's always asra ha-sofik. You don't have to eat it this second. You have the whole day to eat it. And Rashi speaks out, ain't ha-masra, ha-masra, yochoy lechaven, she-yavr ha-yoyim b'soich di-dibr sh'asra. It's impossible for him to figure out exactly when the day will end, right after Zasra. Tell him right now, if you don't eat it now, you're going to get Malkus. There's no way to do that. So either way, but there's no Malkus in that case. To the kash like this, Rabbi Yechonah makes a limud to Shua Sheker that you get Malkus. So it can't be talking about Lahaba, because if he's referring to Lahaba where you made a Shua not to eat and then you ate something, you don't need a ribui for that. That's Pasha, you did a Maisa. And if we're referring to a case where he said he's going to eat and he didn't eat, the attack Rabbi Yechonah is mafurish that there is no Malkus. So he couldn't have been referring to that either when he said Shua Sheker. So what is he referring to? So Rav Avoh says, I got it. You know what it's referring to? Vom Rav Avoh, Tehei Bachalti V'loi Achalti. That it's referring to a chalti v'lo yachalti. It's referring to a lusha avar. And there, we learn out from the pasuk of shvua shav, from the extra word shav, that you get malchus when someone says, I ate something, I didn't eat something, it wasn't true. Umayshna, so how do you know? Maybe it's being marba, the case of lahaba, which also is lav shem amaisis. How do you know which one to marba? Amarav, feirish ribs atayra shvua sheker, doim v'lo shav. It makes sense that you're being marba, a shvua sheker that's similar to shav. Ma shav l'shavar, it's like shav l'shavar, av sheker nami l'shavar. since Shavuah Shavuah, which is the first in the past, the Malkus is talking about Shavuah, Sheker also is talking about Shavuah. So to recap, and this will explain what Mechol Etmer is. We know that Rabbi Yochanan says, he brings out a man from Tanoim, that Shavuah gets Malkus, even if it's in by Maisa. How do we know? It's a pasuk by Shavuah Shavuah. Now, if Rabbi Yochanan held that Achalti v'loy Achalti was also a Shavuah Shavuah, so you don't have to say Eshkan Shavuah Shavuah, Shavuah Shekem and Olav. Shavuah Shavuah is that. That is Shavuah Shavuah. That is in that pasuk. So of course you get Malkus. Once he says Eshkan Shavuah Shavuah, Shavuah Shekem and Olav, I'm talking about something that's Shavuah Shekem, something that's not in the pasuk. So if you could have learned that Shavuah Shekem means it's going on Lahaba, on let's say a case where someone says Oichel and didn't eat, so then it's fine. You could say Achalti also gets Malkus. It's included in Shav. And what Rabbi Yechon meant to ask was Shavuah Shekem and Olav meant Lahaba. But we have first Rabbi Yechon says that a Shavuah Lahaba, that's a passive, that's passive, you don't get Malkus. So he can't be Marba that. So what is being Marba? Obviously he's being Marba, he's learning out Achalti v'lo Achalti, which is past. And he's calling that Shavuah Shekem, and he's a new limud from extra word Shav. So obviously he learns that Achalti v'lo Achalti, the lav is lo Shav of Shmila Sheker, and not the lav of Lisisa, because if we lav Lisisa, we wouldn't need a new limud. It is that case. So this is the story of Rabbi Yechon, who learned up a memra of a Tanoim. We see that's what Ravin saying, that Rabbi Avo says, B'shem Rabbi Yechon, that Achalti v'lo Achalti is a Shavuah Shekah, and the Azor is Mishlo Yishavu v'shmila Shekah. So that's the machlokes between Ravin and Ravdimi. What's Achalti v'lo Achalti? What's the status of Achalti v'lo Achalti? Is that a Shavuah Shav or a Shavuah Shekah? That's the Shaila, what it's called, and clearly from here, that is referred to as Shavuah Shekah. Good, any questions? Eisvei. So that's a kasha. Now, Eisvei of Yirmir Laravo, we'll learn this kasha, we'll see who's a kasha on exactly. Yirmir asks it to Laravo. Remember, Laravo says, the Achalti v'Achalti gets Malkus because it's like Shavuah which means Shekah, but it's learned out of the Sisa Hashem v'Kachal Hashav. So Eisvei of Yirmir Laravo says in the Mishnah of Eiter, it says like this, Shavuah, Shaloi, someone makes a Shavuah, Shaloi Eichel Kigazu, and then again, it says again, Shavuah Shaloi Echlena, and Shavuah Shaloi Echlena. He says about this kikar, I make a Shavuah, I'm not going to eat this kikar, I'm not going to eat this kikar, and I'm not going to eat three Shavuahs in a row. The halacha is only have one. Well, Echlena Chayav Ela Achas. You only have once. Why? Because the second two Shavuahs are not Chal on the first Shavuah. In Shavuah Chal on Shavuah. Once you make a Shavuah, you can't make another Shavuah on the same thing. And the Mishnah goes further and says, "Zuhi shuas bitu yishchayav mazadoyna makus v'ashugas a carbon." This is a type of shvuah which you chayav malchus. Why? Because here it's a mice. They're not going to eat it, and you ate it, so it's an action. So this is an example of the chayav malchus v'ashugas a carbon yichayav on a shoygig a carbon oil of a yirid. So what's zuhi shuas bitu that's chayav malchus and carbon? We're coming to exclude something. What are we coming to exclude? Zuhi lemute ma'ila. What is it coming to exclude? Maybe he's saying like only this Shavuah is Chayiv Malkus because it's a Maisa. Masha'inkin Achalti v'loy Achalti, which is no Maisa, you don't get Malkus. So it's a Kasha on Rav Avo. It's a Kasha on Rav Avo, that L'chayra, you see from here that you don't get Malkus on Achalti v'loy Achalti. So right there, just stop right there. L'chayra, this Kasha could have been asked on Ravin as well. Lavdaf or Rav Dimi as well. Rav Dimi said before that Achalt Lechalt is included in Shavuah Shav. So of course you get Malkus also there. So it's not, it's a little bit shver that it only asks it to Rav Avo. So I saw someone on Taina that, Echanami, this Kasha is not only on Rav Avo, it's on Rav Avo, and it's also on the Gemara before on Rav Dimi. Just, he heard it from Rav Avo, so he asked Rav Avo this question. So basically, his question is from the Zlamuta is that Achalti v'Achalti don't get Malkus. So who argues in that? Who says you don't get Malkus on Achalti v'Achalti? If he holds part of Shavuah Shav, you also get Malkus. So, right? If you hold like Rav Dimi, it's part of Shavuah, you also get Malkus. So who's he asking his kasha on? So, but there's another pshat that I saw from the Nohiri Shraga episode pshat. He wants to tie that wouldn't be a kasha on Rav Dimi, because since it's part of Shavuah Shav, and this Mishnah alone, we'll see in a second, says clearly by Shavuah Shav that you get Malkus. So we knew right away it cannot be Memayit that. There's no having me as Memayit that. It has to be Mayit something else. Like the Gemara's come out of Laskana, it's Memayit, a case where you said, I'm going to eat, and I didn't eat. It's coming to Mayit that case. where it's all a haba, but it's a case where it's not a maisa. We knew that right away, because for him it's a shavua shav, it's a furish. But according to Rav Avoda, it's not a furish, here you could add a havamina to this kasha. That's how the Nehor HaShraga answers. I, in the Masifta Gemara, brings down this Nehor HaShraga in the Yalkum of Farshim. So the Gemara. But let's go back to our Chesed Gemara. That was just a speak out. Let's go back to the Chesed Gemara. So Gemara is asking like this. It says in the Mishnah that Zuhi Shvuas Bitu Shchayav Makis Shchayav Malkis and Karbon Zuhi Lemutimai Lav Lemuti Chalte Vlechal Lalakis. You see, now you don't get Malkis on a Chalte Vlechalte. Kasha Rav Avoh. So the Gemara Loi Lemuti Chalte Vlechalte Me Karbon. About to get Malkis. We're just saying you don't bring a carbon oil of Yared for a Chalte Vlechalte. When you do it, we don't have a hasra for Malkis. We don't have a hasra for Malkis. So then you get bring a carbon oil of Yared. So there, loy lamute echalti blechalti me carbon. So zui dashu gosa carbon oil of Yared. Avachad lechalti loy. Only this you bring a carbon oil of Yared, but echalti blechalti there you do not bring because there it's l'sha'ava. V'Rabbi Shmuel, yidoma inichav al osulava. We had in our Mishnah, beginning of the whole Masechta, and the beginning of Mishnah B'Perek, Shtayim Shem Arba. What's Shtayim Shem Arba? Lahaba and L'Shavar bring a carbon. Rabbi Shmuel argues on that. Rabbi Shmuel holds you only Chayv al-Asalavik, because it says La'ra al-Hetiv. He doesn't have a ribui to go for the L'Shavar also. So Rabbi Shmuel holds, and the Chayv al-Asalavik, that's what we're saying. Zuish was between the Chayv Makis and Chayv carbon on the Shoigi. Masha Inkein. L'sha'avar, you're not chayiv a carbon. That's what's called l'fukah. Why do you chayiv malchus even l'sha'avar? Because you have the ribu of l'sha'av two times, but you don't bring a carbon. So Shmuel will make chayiv l'aslava have milk alaki. Practicing marakash like this. Vayta on Oman Beis, Chavav on Beis. Amos Seifa. Let's see the Seifa of that Mishnah. It says Zui Shvu Ashav Shechayavim al Zadoyna Malchus. It says a case there. What's the case of Nishbal? What's Shvu Ashav? Nishbal Shani Seyedua. He says Al Amud Shel Even Shvu Shazav. You said on a stone pillar that it's gold. So it says Zui Shvu Ashav Shechayav Ma Zedoyna Makus VaShigus Apotar. Shvu Ashav is no chay. There's no chiv of a carbon. So you get Makus, there's no carbon. Now what's Zuhi? Zui Lemuti Mai Mai Lav Lemuti Echalti Blo Echalti the Loy Laki that you don't get Makus. There you can't say that Lemuti doesn't bring a carbon, because even the Shua Shazam bring a carbon. So what's Zuhi? Must be, lav lamute echalti blo echalti, to loy loki, you don't get malchus. Again, it's fair now that on Ravo it says you get malchus echalti. So, tomorrow, loy, Zuhi dal shugasa about the carbon. So, it's excluding fakir. The opposite way. That was saying, this has a kula, you don't bring a carbon. So, al shugasa about the carbon. Aval chalti blo echalti, al shugasa chayiv carbon. And that would be Rav Akiva, the mechayiv shava. Kalabod, echayiv a carbon, even bar the shava. Frayt the Gemara, how about Reish Rabbi Shmoli? Reish Rabbi Shmoli, Sefer Rabbi Kiva? So the Gemara is kind of like this. We have here the Reish of a Shvuas Shekel Lahaba that says Yechayiv Malkus and Yechayiv a carbon. Zuhi, this is the only one. So he said, it sounds like he's saying, Achalti Lechalti does not have Malkus. He said, no, the Gavada has Malkus. Zuhi Lemute Achalti Lechalti doesn't have a carbon. Why doesn't have a carbon? Go like Rabbi Shmoli. Look at the Sefer, it says, Shvuas Shav, Zuhi, the Yechayiv Malkus and no carbon. So what's Zuhi trying to tell us? Zuhi is trying to say, oh, Achad V'Chad doesn't have Malkus. It's a Kasha. So you have to say Zuhi Lemute that it has a carbon. If it has a carbon, so it's the ratio to the Sefer. The ratio is saying there's no carbon on the case of L'Sha'avar, and the Sefer is saying there are carbon L'Sha'avar. So what? There's some problem here. Zuhi Lemute is something going on over here, and we can't figure out. There's two Zuhi Lemutes to stim like one Tana. So tomorrow I'll explain to you. Kula Rabbi Kiva. It's all going according to Rabbi Kiva. And therefore the Sefer is beautiful. Rabbi Kiva holds you chayiv a carbon, oil of a yoyrid, when you say achalti b'lo achalti. And therefore the Sefer that says, what's a shvua shav, some al shana say dua, this you get malchus, and something else, this you get malchus a part of a carbon, something else, you get malchus and you chayiv a carbon. What is that? The chalti b'lo achalti. Stims perfectly like everyone. Problem is the ratio. The ratio says, zui shvus bitu the chayiv Malkus, a chayiv carbon, come to exclude something. A chalti v'chalti, if you say a chayiv malchus and a carbon, so what are we coming to exclude? So the Gemara kula Rabbi Kivi v'reisha lav lemute chalti v'chalti a carbon el lemute oichol v'lo oichol malchus. We're coming to exclude oichol v'lo oichol malchus. We're coming to exclude something in the la'aba, in the future. That if someone's going to eat, it doesn't eat. He's part of a malchus. Why is it part of a malchus? Because it's lav shein v'maisa. Ava carbon v'chayiv. Umayishna, which means like why? Who said that? That's what coming to a mayit? Mistavra koi b'la'aba, we're talking about a case in the Mishnah of la'aba where a person says, I'm not going to eat and I ate, so probably coming to exclude something in the la'aba. Memayit la'aba. Koi b'la'aba, memayit l'shavar. You're talking about la'aba, yemayit l'shavar. You're not going to memayit l'shavar. So therefore, it's very gishmak. The Mishnah starts off with zui shuvus b'tei chayav malchus to exclude a different shuvus b'tei la'aba that's chayav karban o malchus. In what case? We said, I'm going to eat, and I didn't eat. Here it's passive, zlav shem emaisa. Therefore, you don't get malchus. That's what's coming to exclude. And the Sefer says, shvua shav is chayav malchus. Then a karban is coming to exclude a chalti v'lo echalti, that there, you taka chayav both, malchus and a karban. So therefore, we answer the kasha to Ravo. And at the end of the day, there's no real nafka mina la halacha between these two man yarmim. Everyone agrees that you get Malchus on a Shavua L'Shava also. The question is why? Either because it's included in L'Sisa Hashem HaKech L'Shav, or it's learned out from the extra word L'Shav, that's Marba Shavua Sheker, that's what Rabbi Yechanan says, that even there, by Echalt L'Echalt, Yechayiv a Malchus. Now, it comes La'aba, it depends. If there's a Maisa, you have Malchus. If it's not a Maisa, then you're not Chayiv Malchus. And like the Gemara said before, why do you Marba this and not Marba that? Here it says, it's similar to L'Shav, just like a Shav L'Shavar, therefore will be Marba something that's similar to L'Shavar.